in the Sefer Haredim, Ot in Perik Samichvav, Ot Yud Zayin, is where we're up to. It's 2.5 lines. And he doesn't mince any words. Ech tich'as, ubeka'ascha totzi nishmatcha haikara, v'tashkin bimkoma ruach ra'a. Says the Sefer Haredim, I don't understand you. How do you get angry? Ech tich'as, how does one allow himself to get angry if you know that with the anger you are causing your neshama hayikara, your precious soul, to go out, and instead of it comes in a ruach ra'a. Dome ata lemi shenoetz sakin bekaso belibo. Again, he's very straight to the point. He says, someone who allows himself to get angry, it's like he took a knife in his anger, you know, and put it in his heart. Ve'im yalbin penecha vero hare shafach damim. And if on top of that he also shames his friend from his anger, he shames him, he whitens his face in public, then that's murder. That's a crime. Hare shafach damim. Now, who doesn't know this? And how many times do we see this all over the Torah, shebichtav v'shebe'al peh? But again, it's coming out of the heart of Adam Kadosh. And we hope to remember these words, you know. Ech tich'as, he says. How do you get angry? I just came from the house of the Shiva.
At the right time.
Exactly, to remember it at the right time. I just came from the house of a Shiva of Rav Weinberger, Shlita, of his father. And so one of the things that he repeats about his father is something that I don't know how many people can say. And that is, I never saw my father lose his temper. Never saw my father get angry. I never saw my father raise his voice, he said. Nachon hu amar et ze? Afa. Ech tich'as, says the Sefer Haredim. Ze midah gdola meod, gvoha meod, atzila meod. It's a noble midah. Exactly. Another piece of Musar, Ot Yutchet, he says, listen to this, וזה קשור למה שאמרת, צער אלף פרחים מבטל צער חתיכת כסף קטנה. He keeps on using the word פרחים, he doesn't mean flowers, it was a type of currency, זה מטבעות, מטבעות. צער אלף פרחים, the anguish of losing 1,000 coins, golden coins, let's call it, prachim, definitely nullifies, it removes the tsar, the feeling bad, over the loss of a small piece of silver, right? When a person lost something, he feels bad. But then, if lo aleinu, he loses something much more, much bigger than that, then that is mevatel, it takes away the tsar that he had before. So he says, ken veyoter, it's like this and even more. Tsar meniat ha'avoda letzar avedat ma'ot ushar ha'yisurim. A Jew should be in the mindset that the tsar, the anguish, the sadness over not being able to serve Hashem properly, that tsar should cancel out any tsar of losing money or even yisurim, of even physical affliction. Tsar ha'avoda hen hen yisurim shel ahava. If a person, chas v'shalom, is in a physical pain, a painful physical state, he's sick, let's say, and he's not able to come to Bet Knesset, he's not able to come to the shul, that tsar that he has, that's called yisurim shel ahava. That's Yisurim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives out of love. Because it also brings out the love of the person. I mentioned Rav Weinberger's father, who we just came. He mentioned that there was not one day that he missed to come to Bet Knesset. A great thing. To the point, even when he was very old already and very sick, the doctor told him, listen, you're not allowed to go out of the house to go to shul when the weather outside is below 30 degrees. Below 30 degrees, you cannot come outside. You tell me there's a kid, very old, very sick, can't come. He wasn't going to listen to the doctor, so he needed that the rabbi said to him, you have to listen to the doctor. Oh, okay, now it's a psak. I have to listen to the doctor. So what did they do? They put a thermometer on the wall. They had on the wall a thermometer gauging the weather outside. So every day he's looking. He's looking at the sea. Oh, it's 28. It's 29. It's about to be 30. When it's 29, he's already putting on his coat. So his wife tells him, but it's not 30. He tells her, no, you don't see it right. It's right there. It's 30 degrees. You know, he said other people would be the opposite. If it's 32... No, you don't see, it's really 29. You know, it's 20. I don't have to go. So the tsa'ar of not being able to serve Hashem, of not being able to go to Bet Knesset in this mashal that we're giving, really should overcome the tsa'ar of the physical state, which is, we're talking high levels here. V'hamitzta'er al mamono uchvodo, but someone who has more pain over his loss of money or loss of honor, of kavod, more, that shows, she'ohavam yoter mimenu, chalila. That shows that he loves his own kavod or his own mamon more than Hashem, chas v'shalom. Lachen, hitbayesh ken v'shuv le'achorecha, he says. We should be ashamed and think over ourselves. Shev badad, sit alone for some time. Uvichei lifnei Elokecha, and cry in front of Hashem. Kasher ra'ita shenitka'asta v'nitzta'arta al iske mamon oklon kevotcha. If you noticed that you got angry or you felt bad because of a loss of money or because of a loss of kavod, it's time to sit down and think over your state and to cry over that. How could I have more tzal for that than tzal for avodat Hashem? Or the lack thereof.